Blog Talk Radio.
And
Father, we ask that you remove every sin and never let it turn into a turn on. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Oh, heaven, the practice of sin. Okay, God. Hallelujah. Pray that they hear your holy God. God, and another they will not fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Stay the hands of the enemy. Then help the sanctuary, God, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Making a decision that will destroy and ruin the rest of their lives. God, faithful. In the hand of the enemy. Stop it, Almighty God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Someone is being threatened to see that, Almighty God. Oh, refute that fully, Almighty God. Oh, refute that one that was threatening to bring harm and hurt. Hey, in word, thought, and deed, and send help from the sanctuary, right? Them, Almighty God. Oh, the Lord, your shepherd, God, and your King. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Now of the blessing. Oh, protection, seal of the sin. Oh, knowledge of you, Almighty God. No weapon, hallelujah, generational. Oh, yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, with the sort of plan that you have for them. Seeing the homes and their family, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, holy boldness. Almighty God in righteousness. I am my God. No more deception. Almighty God. Oh, rebuke the spirit of deception. Almighty God. Holy boldness. Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual. Almighty God. Hallelujah. We repent for walking in ignorance. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your word thank you. For we thank you for opening our eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, that the blind eyes may see. Hallelujah. Oh, glory and understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your most holy name, Almighty God. Your will be done. Hallelujah. 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 We won't be as in this place, for we are being thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you for your time. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Finally. Thank you for regulating our body. Hey, glory. Healer. Not treating, but you are the healer. Hallelujah. And those sicknesses in you that you healed us from, shall return. Ah, we thank you now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And it is in the mighty name of Yeshua, my Lord, the living God. Our high priest, our innocent, our redeemer, his name, your hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. Those things that aggravate. Hallelujah. 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 Things that aggravate. Yes, Lord. But it is the little part that was Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remove the little fox that's in our lives because of your strength, of your frustration. Yes, Lord, of your strength. Hallelujah. Woo! The little fox. Yes, Lord. Little fox. Little fox. Hallelujah. Not the big ones, the little ones. The little fox. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The little distraction. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The little fox. That's right. Hallelujah. That destroys you. Rebuke the little fox. Hey, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord God is doing. And we are the week. We'll rejoice. Come on. I want to talk about prayer. But before we do either, and this prayer is a we need a clear understanding. And we need to ask God to remove some things from us before we get into it. I know I need to pray. I know God. I know I just I pray. I call those things and he not. I do this. I do that. Let me give you a shock. A shocker. Hey! God can use a W. Hey! God said your mask necessary. He'll use you. But you need to check your relationship with him. Hey! You start rebuking stuff and you start doing this. What? You don't have a halfway decent relationship. You have something that you're satisfied with. But your relationship with God in check. What are you talking about? How many times you tell me I'll pray on you? Or you don't know who I am, I'm going out for you. Do you know what that sounds like in heaven? God, God does not want his soul destroyed because of another subject. Still crucifying your Savior, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you think somebody talked about you, and you're going to die there. You're going to pray, you know, their family and all of this and all of that. And none of you know somebody doing the same thing about you. Come on, church. What's the matter with God? Hallelujah. We got words. We got self right. Jealousy, envy, pride, strife, backbiting. Come on, come on. Gossiping, cussing, smoking, drinking. Lying, whoremongering, come on. This is a time of repentance where we need to understand that we need the greater life. We need the greater life. God gave you a prayer. God gave you in the medication. They're not so bad. Just to bring attention to him, to a dying world. your servant and a steward over that. The holiness, the fasting, and the praying. The life and bringing discord among the brethren. Come on. And when we find a brother and sister, boom, give that word. Ask me something in my spirit. This old me. Somebody from the thing about you and watching you see when you day come and you go. Oh! In the house that you see. Think about it. We need restfulness. We need restoration. Conviction. Yeah, preacher sure did preach. He told them all. God have mercy. You're doing some of everything. And some of us are even saying, you don't need to be bringing all that something to the church. You just, because God, after all, God understands you got to live. And so many of us want our children. We haven't properly trained. Or for a different type of life. But we dress them up and we push them into different families, children, married, you know, and you just bring destruction on your children because they're not ready. They're not mature. You haven't trained them. You told them how to be deceitful. You told them how to manipulate. You told them how to be an audience and use this. How to support them to get what you want. How to manipulate, how to take what you want. It is in the church. Yes. How to take what you want. How to lie to somebody else. You can get what you want. How you're in ministry with somebody and you're resenting them and you're resenting them because they're the leader. You could do it better and you're sidebar them. They don't realize this is what came that they're doing. So you don't realize it's not them, but it's God's exception. We want to perform and not be prepared. We need to pray. We need seriously prayer needs. But look at it like this. You're clean and your hands and your clothes and the rags that you use are dirty. What are you clean? What are we clean? We need to have a time where we come before the Lord and ask and repent. We need a time of refreshing and renewing. We need, it's tight, but it's right. We don't need to fool ourselves anymore. Oh my God, this is the, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's not about houses, cars, and personal gain. Oh, Jesus, it's about strengthening ourselves and on earth walking as children of the Most High God, bragging and boasting. People should struggle about it. But humbling ourselves before the Almighty God and learning of him and representing him well in the earth. Representing our God well. We're in the time. Yeah. We're in the prophetic day. Yeah. In this hour, you are here for accomplishment. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, people who don't like people in the church won't even talk to you. I thought we were friends, whatever. And when you ask them, they'll lie. They will lie. And say, you mean to be? Just tell the truth. And get it right. For God is going to judge this house first. And believe me, he's going to judge. First, I'm talking to me, talking to you, so all of this immaturity and thinking, well, I've been in the church 53 years, I know this and I know that, but does God know you? Get it right. Does he know you? I've been working and I've been doing, does he know you? Because he has already told us there's going to be those who will say, I did this in your name. And he's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. I know I have a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about the people, we need to get our homes on. So when we realize, when we begin to pray, that we are actually entering into the presence of the God in the council. Come on, man. Come on. First thing, entering into the God, you know, the cleansing our hands and we see who we are. Getting it right this time. So it don't take forever to do that. No. But we need to acknowledge that and ask cleansing from our righteousness. That's right. That we not only can pray for others, that we have a relationship with God. Come on. Let's have that relationship. Come on. And we can discern right from wrong and good from evil. Come on, it's going to shock. It is going to shock you. And some of you are going to say, well, where I go, what I do? You go to God. He leads you and free and full. I've been doing it this way all my life, and you've been wrong all your life. Come on. Me, you, come to the time of maturity. Hey, God. Just got a vision of this standing. Ooh, glory. With a heart. And you don't do it so you can have the authority so you can bring in pride. But so that you can so that we, you, I can walk humbly before our God and in right stand with us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. refreshed, renewed. Yes. Ooh, yes. Maybe for a while. It don't take all of that. Think on that. Okay. Oh, glory. The Lord is here. Our place. Something. You can come back much faster. Fasting. So fasting and praying. Turning off the television. Turning off the telephone, fast and pray, fast and pray. Come on with it, fast and pray, fast and pray, fast and pray, fast and pray. Woo, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fast and pray. Fasting and hallelujah. Fasting. Glory be to you. You're rebuking the little fox. That's right. Yeah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Fasting and pray. Hallelujah. He gives us the sound of the sinning spirit. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Those little remarks that we make about people. We're not going to listen to them anymore. That's what the world says. Sometimes people don't know more than that. That's right. The Lord has. Like that. There's somebody looking at you and they're saying, they may see something, and to them, they need to say, Lord, help them. Lord, help him. Hey! Yeah, hallelujah. I know I'm right. Come on. If you ask anybody, they'll tell you. Anybody ain't got no help. And who you need to please is the Lord. Who you need to please is El Elyon, the Most High God. That's who we need to please. And he's the one we need to walk humbly before. If he has blessed you with financial gain, don't get it twisted, because before you leave here, you could end up as a pauper. The world is fickle. It transitions. It doesn't remain the same. He does. But we need to grab hold. That is unchanging. God's unchanging. Oh, glory. Oh, God's unchanging. You got to get your hope on things. And hold to something changing. We say it, or you do, and you all pay attention. Oh, something changing. Oh, something changing. You gotta build your hope in and hold to the all the fabulous things. Help us out. Great celebration. But this is what, now you know, we always have to read our scripture. We cannot go without reading our scripture. And I have one, another one that I want to read to you. It's 1 Samuel 10. And I don't know why, but starting at 1 Samuel 10, starting at the 9th verse, that's such a thing there. And we always have to read our foundational scripture. In the beginning, Genesis 1.
Okay.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And, oh my God. And the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now we're, for the sake of time, and I always say this, we'll read verse 26. Look at this. And if you can picture this, we've all been to a doctor, we've seen the anatomy and stuff on the eyes, skeleton, the muscular system, the blood vessels, the arteries, you know. So when you hear this or read this, picture on the doctor's wall. If you've been out of school for a long time, you don't remember the anatomy of man. Picture this and listen. Picture that and listen to the scripture. Listen to, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion, fish of the sea, over fowl of the air, and over the cattle and all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Listen. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Number one, God gave man authority over the works of his human. Now, if we go to chapter 2, verse 7. Okay. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became living soul. God didn't just kiss blood like Jesus died and made a little figurine, and that's what you are. Can you see what he has, your eyes, your ears? It is so well planned and thought of. You are the crown of his creation. If he gave us authority for the works of the field, then certainly we should have control and walk with authority that humble before our God through the crown of this field. And look at all that he did. When I just think about how he made man, the physical, the spiritual, oh, the soul, the man. We're not just something doing together, but we act like there are boundaries, there are rules, principles, and we just act all out of control. Nilly willy, I guess that's all right. We just act like we have no control, no authority, you know, beat up on each other, kill each other, savages, you know, no authority. We just, all I know more than you, and nobody knows more than anything. You know? Come on. We need to get it together. It really is. I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. This is what the Lord God said about himself. Hallelujah. This is what he says about him. Hallelujah. He thanks the Lord. Hallelujah. That he says, I am God. Before the day was, I am he. Hallelujah. There is none that can deliver out of his hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within us. And you say, well, I thought we were going to talk about prayer. But we need to make sure we have a relationship. Our relationship is intact. We need to make sure that we are right. No, it doesn't take forever to do that. But we need to make sure. We need to search the scripture. We need to pray. We need to fast. That's right. Because these things, they're things that come by much fast and prayer. We can know the scripture. Yeah. But we need to be able to apply when we want to pray. Hallelujah. Let's get out that way. Let's make sure we repent and we have our relationship. Hallelujah. We can come with confidence that you hear us when we pray. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 That we can come and softly repent before our Father. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to. There we go. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and absolutely positively nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Wholeness, completeness. Yes. Bless. The 1st chapter. Starting at the 24th verse, now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. From the power and the confidence to the love of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for God. God loves you and knows who you are. You go to that wonderful day. And don't forget, you want to get there with our scriptures on Friday at 9 o'clock. Amen. Have a wonderful week, and I hope you.